All right, let's move on to tell the story. Now, there are some very key principles here that if you will follow, you will have much greater success than maybe you've had in the past.
And if you just remember, the whole point of this is to help the other person be successful. It's not about what can you do for me or what can I do for you, but what can you do for me? And that's the key. If you remember that principle, how can I help the new person be successful, is going to help you to be successful as well.
So how do we actually tell the story? How do we give a presentation? Now, in telling the story, there are always three people or three roles. And we call this simply ABC. And I laugh about these ABCs because I actually learned my ABCs in Japan. I was working in network marketing and I had an incredible organization, a team there. And I would ask them, what are you doing today? And they say, we're doing ABC. And I'm like, what in the world is ABC? And we're going to teach what ABC was. But I learned this in Japan. So I had to fly all halfway across the world to learn my ABCs. And it's one of the most key principles in your business that you can learn.
Because this business is all about duplication. ABC will help you to duplicate your business so that not only you can do this business, but your people and their people and their people and their people and so forth and so on. When it duplicates, guess what? It's called success.
So ABC, what does ABC stand for? Well, ABC stands for the three individuals or roles that need to be fulfilled in a presentation. A stands for advisor. Now, this is usually one of your upline business partners who takes the lead and actually is giving the presentation. B is the bridge. This is the team member who invited the guest. And the bridge's job is to edify or to properly introduce A, the advisor, and then listens attentively during the presentation. And then finally, C. C is the client. This is the guest who's coming to get the information. This is the guest who was invited by B.
Now, the A could be not just an upline advisor, upline support team. A could be a downline, a sideline. It could be anyone that's an expert, and you want to set the expert up to be the expert when they actually start this presentation.
So why do we take this approach? Wouldn't it be a lot easier if all of us just went out and started telling our friends about the story? Well, what we found is there's this principle called third-party validation. When you invite somebody to get information, you then put them in contact with somebody else who becomes the advisor, as Mark said, the expert. And what we know through multiple experiences is that your guests, your friends, the people that you're inviting, the C's, they will listen more attentively, more respectfully, and you'll get better results when you have an advisor, somebody else giving that presentation, telling the story.
Just think about it. There's a natural obstacle that pops up during any presentation, and that is if I'm the C, if I'm the new person listening to the story, and if you were just giving me the story, it was just you and me, Seth, and you're giving me the story, and in my head I'm thinking, you know what, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can talk for 20 minutes, half an hour. It's a natural hurdle. But what happens when you have the A, B, and C? Then Seth can say to me, when I have that obstacle in my head about can I do it? And Seth was the A, and there was B. There's Harry. And Seth can say, hey, Mark, can you just do what Harry has done for the last 20 minutes, half an hour? And I'm thinking like, duh, what do you do? Sit there? I can do that. And when people think that they can do it, then guess what? They do it.
Psychology. This business is literally 90% psychology and 10% what you do with it. The individual who's listening to this presentation is thinking two things. Number one, does this interest me? And number two, can I do this? And what we find is if you employ the ABC strategy, that you will have a much higher closing ratio and that the individuals who are listening to the presentation will convert more rapidly to being customers, to being business partners, etc. I had a great experience last week with this ABC strategy. A gentleman came to a presentation and he got very excited, was ready to sign up, but he wanted his wife to look at this as well. He wanted her buy-in. And so rather than coming home and just spilling his guts about everything, he said, you know what? I want my wife to get this information as perfectly as I did. And so he called his friend who invited him to the business, and she called one of her business partners, and they all went over there together. And so he, the husband, just sat there as the bee, the bridge. And he said, I loved what I heard. I'm basically sold, but I wanted my wife to hear it from the horse's mouth. And so he just sat there quiet the entire presentation. And at the end, they pulled out the checkbook and ready to go to work. So this really, really works.
Have you ever had an opposite experience where you might go home? I remember when I first got involved in network marketing, went home and told my wife, hey, I just signed up for a network marketing company. And guess what? She threw me out in the doghouse and we didn't even have a dog. But here's why. Because, you know, I went and I just kind of vomited all over her with information. And I just kind of told her da-da-da-da, everything. And guess what happened? I went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I didn't know what I was saying. And guess what she said? Are you crazy? Think about it. There's no way we're going to do it. So there's better ways of doing it and not so good ways of doing it.
Here's why. We've talked a lot about this, but this is such a key principle. The reason that people won't listen to you is because you're you and because they know you. They'll listen because of you, but they won't listen to you. Mark might look at me and say, yes, Seth, you've got so many great qualities, but sometimes you're a little short-sighted here or you've got this weakness here. So he's not going to listen to me maybe because of my past failures. Or he might not listen to me because of my past successes. Frankly, it doesn't really matter. He just won't listen to me. You always bring in the third party. Sometimes I get really excited because, of course, I can give presentations. I know. I'm trained. We're taking everybody who wants to be successful goes through this process to become the advisor. Who makes the money in this industry? The advisors. But even when I get so excited and I can't find another advisor, and maybe I'm tempted, I'll go do that presentation on my own. It happens occasionally. It does. Rarely, if at all. I can't even think of an experience right now where it's turned out with a positive result because, well, I didn't follow the blueprint.
And here's the reason. Because like you said, people listen to you because of you. But sometimes your family and friends, they don't respect you. We're just a son. I remember my dad saying, hey, when I first started in this business in network marketing, he said, Mark, get a real job. And so our friends and family, they don't respect us as the expert, as the advisor in this. And so we can try it, but it just never turns out the best. So what we have to do is really learn the different roles and just duplicate the A, B, and C.